Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Side question day tomorrow, 420. Marijuana-related person, film, situation, good, bad, or indifferent. The two things coming out of the Trump trial, three things. One, they announced that they have, I believe, six alternates and the jury. I think they should have gotten more because this is going to be intense. And at that moment, or right around there, when it's announced to the protest on either side outside, a guy sets himself on fire, holding up papers. You'll hear a lot speculated about the papers over the weekend. So, again, the rule is, do not go by what anybody says that is that deranged in this situation and try to make a case toward any broader... It sickens me whenever anybody does it on either side. Seems to be in the media, though. That's how you get success, if you can pull anything out. Now, the converse to that, though, is when this person in Nashville puts this manifesto out and they're disturbed along transgender lines and kills people, we shouldn't see that either as a blueprint toward anything, but we ought to be able to put the stuff out there for people to make their own judgment. I'm telling you what my judgment is, but not hiding these things that should be a matter of public record. I'm not on board with that either. The other point is, and this is just appalling, the Trump legal team will not be able to know the upcoming witness because they're afraid they don't get advance notice of them because Trump can't be trusted not to post about them when he knows the next witness comes up. All right, so here's a little bit of the sound of what it was like when this shocking moment happened of this guy mainly around his arms lighting himself on fire. But it is a fireball. I mean, it is not something small that happened. Here's what Fox said.
So there's a woman who gets her news from the New York Times and Google. She is from Chinatown. So for that reason, oh, we have a fire over here. Turn the camera. Turn the camera. Turn the camera.
Guys, there's a fire.
Oh, my God.
All right, there's a fire that has started, as you can see, live. We wonder if a person is on fire.
Themselves on fire.
In the fire. We apologize for showing this. Get a fire extinguisher. Do we have a fire extinguisher in the truck? Do we have a fire extinguisher in the truck? Connor, bring a fire extinguisher out. Anyone have a fire extinguisher?
They don't want.
We deeply apologize for what has happened. This man.
Eric, we're going to let you.
They are putting jackets over the body of this man. A man has set himself on fire. They have put jackets over him. They are now putting fire extinguishers to extinguish the fire. Someone has set himself on fire in the protest area here at the Donald Trump trial,
well,
as you can see.
Eric,
yes,
you be.
All right, so 855-839-1210. Shocking. I think they ought to show it, too. Now, dwelling on it and continuing to show up in a human being is dying is another thing, but you want people to see what's going on here. It is shocking. I can tell you there will be lining up, mainly columnists, thought pieces this weekend. And what they're going to say, Dan, no matter what this guy's motivation, no matter how deranged, is they're going to say this is the mood that Trump has created in the country. The lack of civility and all that. That's definitively what you're going to hear. And look, Trump is playing hardball, but then we're talking here with progressives playing hardball. We just had a rep on. How is this guy, Kevin Boyle, allowed to be out there? And it's not a big public matter. What the hell are the police doing? Are they told not to bring him in? Is he in rehab? You can't do that. He's a fugitive. For something serious, too, protection from abuse order. Yet apparently he's still able to watch and then tell someone, casting his vote. That's what the representative told us. Well, if that's the case, they're harboring him in some way, shape, or form. They shouldn't be in communication with him for a vote. You talk about hardball. And look at what we're seeing play out with Mike Johnson here. This betrayal. Democrats so concerned about Ukraine, but they're not concerned enough with our border to give us what we want if we have to go along with what they want. Well, you surely can't. You're actually going to hold Ukraine hostage? We're being held hostage. So is Trump the cause of this, or the more the way that I see it, the tactics and the back and forth of what we've seen, the symptom of something that's been going on for a while, and people are tired of the Mitt Romneys of the world, and I'm not even going to use the term rhinos, but just Republicans who can't figure out what to do. And that's not endorsing every action by Trump. It's endorsing the idea, though, we're seeing play out this weekend another cave-in. When do they compromise? But the Kevin Boyle thing, the media, the complicity of this. Dan, the thing I always say with this, too, and I think you agree, and you say it, they're in the business of a great story, something that people want to see, right? They're downplaying the cave. This isn't a great story. It's like a TV thing. It's Law and Order. You're going to see Law and Order on one of these shows. Copy this. What do you do when you have a guy threatening his wife allegedly, or he did before, was arrested for it before, on the run, or is he, and still voting? You can't write this stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And by the way, the roof looks leaky. Let's get some guys to fix it. And on top of which, the representative undersold it. I'm not sure if she knows Philadelphia politics, Dan. His brother, Brendan Boyle, is not only a big-time congressman, he's in line to be speaker on the Democrat side or something like that at some point. He's young. He's a power broker. Northeast Philadelphia just seems to like to put these guys in office soon. They might put a Johnny Dock relative in there. That's what I would predict is going to happen. They've lost their mind. Why would you be voting for Democrats like this? What's in the water there in Northeast Philadelphia? Things so good, they're the ones being encroached by the rest of the city, bringing crime their way. All right, 855-839-1210. I'd love to get your reaction to this. This guy setting himself on fire, apparently, at the moment that the jury list was finalized, that they have the jurors, and they have, I believe, six alternates. 855-839-1210. The idea that you know, Trump is causing America. This is one of their biggest narratives. Who is a more buffoonish, or arguably a tie at least, you have to admit, provocateur screaming wild stuff than Joe Biden? Who engages in this stuff, makes all kinds of wild things, says things about cannibals this week? Look, he's always been a moron, so it's hard for me to see how much dementia and how much just being an all-out bloviating moron that just was a political gut fighter his entire life. That's all that he's ever done. So to say that Trump has provoked this, this is what progressives do. Look at their mobs out there on the Israel situation in Gaza. Just look at the mobs that we have to face. Did Trump cause that, those mobs? No, they've done this in the big cities. They get their way. They're allowed to be out. It's like a fun thing to them. It's something on their resume. We've seen it for years. So this idea, we're suddenly into a new era. That's how this is going to be positioned. Dan, you saw this first. What do you think the weekend we're going to see on this guy setting himself on fire?
It's going to be a shocking viral moment being talked about all over the internet. It's going to be a rush to frame by the political commentators It's going to be, how can we make the biggest political point out of this thing? And it's so wrong that you know that's going to be the immediate response.
I would have to admit, though, I try to be honest here. Do I see, and again, this guy's deranged, so I discount all these deranged people. But him setting himself on fire in his mind at that point, is that him doing it because he is anti-Trump? I don't see the argument there. Why would he do it when the jury's announced and he's anti-Trump to set himself on fire?
So you think it's someone that's pro-Trump?
He may feel that Trump's being wronged in his own mind. Yeah. Yeah. Now, see, I'm willing to admit that because it doesn't matter which it is in Dom's world. It's deranged.
Yep.
We don't go what deranged people are. We get them help, but we call them deranged. And somebody said on Twitter, well, how's it a tragedy? It's only a tragedy if someone else did it to him. I don't see the world that way. It's a tragedy that a guy that's gotten to this point where he sets himself on fire. It is. But that doesn't mean there's any meaning in it. You're going to see people now, to get notoriety, to get something to talk about, try to extract from this some meaning. And my stance has always been, I think people ultimately agree with it, no, stop the extractor. Stop mining for something that's not there. The bottom line is, this guy did this. He was deranged. And if we want to stop people from their moment of glory, such as it is, etc., then we ought to take that stance and not go around chasing down. I'm sure there'll be writings, derangement. How many times have we seen these deranged people take both sides of the argument? They're an extreme left, they're an extreme right, they're all over the place. All right, let's go to Robert and Ben Sale.
Just a current breaking trend on Twitter is to essentially underline what you're saying is a lot of people are trying to figure out, has anyone seen the pamphlets? What do the pink pamphlets say? These are all just tweets that are
there
rolling
in there.
There we go.
It's
apparently
voracious.
Pamphlets throw up in the air right before he set himself on fire. They're trying to find what they are. So it's all these people just trying to figure out
how
they can
make it. I hope the pamphlets are burned. I really do. I hope there's nothing there that can be visible out of this. It's sad, but there's nothing to be gleaned from it. Stop mining. You're not mining for cobalt or gold here. Let's go to Robert and Ben Sale. Hey, Robert, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys. If the guys on the right, it's going to be Trump supporters are unhinged. If the guys on the left, it's look at what Trump is driving people to do.
Well,
we already know what they're going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I was reading, doing some reading last night, and I'm going to play devil's advocate here with Mike Johnson, okay? He did the five standalone bills, which they're going to vote on this week, and I know that the Senate's going to shoot down what they don't like, but he still has to do his due diligence. And the issues that affect me is the FISA and the border security and the loans to Ukraine. If we win, we have built-in flexibility to deal with all three of those issues on our terms because of what's being put forward now. Do you see that?
Yes, but, you know, Robert, that's a technical argument you worked up here. I know the FISA thing is 2 years, though, two more years of that. Think about that. The Ukraine thing, I don't know that we can. If Trump wins, how are we collecting that money ultimately?
Well, at least we'll have the flexibility to not forgive the loans. And as far as, I'm sorry, what you just said before that is that it's not so much a calculation. I think that he's betting that Trump is going to win. And if he hadn't have done what he did, we would have renewed FISA for another 10 years. Okay, and we would have been stuck with that. So I'm gonna hold my judgment on Mr. Johnson. It's too late for Mr. Fitzpatrick, but I'm gonna hold my judgment on Mr. Johnson. And I agree with you that it's too late in the game to be changing him now. We got to keep our eyes on the long game and the big prize.
Yeah, listen, I will think about what you're saying, but you know, I rarely believe it's as complicated. I see what's in front of me, and I'm not in a mood to give him credit toward that. Because it's his job as Speaker to get a better outcome here. Well, what do you say about the border, though, Robert, that he knows the Senate is not going to vote to do anything on the border? $600 million is going to go out. You're saying he's that convinced that Trump's going to win. Let me make the argument there. I'm not that convinced that Trump's going to win, in that I believe this is going to be very, very close And again, it's one thing to hope it, but the odds right now on Trump winning are not as overwhelming as we think. It's going to be close in the end. I think he will, because the one saving grace, I would bet right now, he's going to win Georgia. Every sign in Georgia is there. But Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, nobody could accurately tell you right now. And Arizona bothers me because of the abortion thing. If we had Arizona and Georgia, I'd feel a lot better. We're going to win Georgia.
I ain't hearing nothing that I overly disagree with, Dom. And I think that we just, much like this story on the guy who set himself on fire, wait a couple days and get more information before you make your final determination on Mr. Johnson. Either way, I'm gonna back your play, Dom, because you're a common sense guy. You're actually the voice of Philadelphia, man. I said that on another radio station up in New York last night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you got to tell us that. We want to get some sound of that. What did the host go? Get out of here with that guy. You got to kidding me.
It was Rita Cosby.
Oh, well, of course. She's a sweetie. Yeah, she is. Yeah, yeah, she's definitely a sweetie.
But for my side question, I'm going to go with Reverend Jim from Taxi. And it's like this, Alex. Either you drive or you don't. And that's all I have to say. You guys have a great weekend, man.
All right. Thanks, Robert. Dan, we got to get that from Rita Cosby. I'm sure she would give it up. Rita Cosby was with me at Gitmo when she was doing Fox TV. Yeah, when we went to Gitmo in 2004. Wow, the 20th anniversary is coming up. We'll have to do something to remember that. That is one of the top 10 of my whole time doing stuff. I wish you had been with us at Gitmo. My God. Particularly, Dan, we're sitting there watching these animals play soccer. And then some others are eyeballing us at a picnic thing. And our guy said, don't worry, you can eyeball them. You can sneer at them. We'll make sure if they come anywhere near you, you know what's going to happen. So,
wasn't there a colonel or a general that had to hold together some wires to get you guys on air?
Yeah, Colonel Scott Rutter.
Yeah.
Friend of.
Oh, Scott Rutter?
One of the best friends of Colonel Alan West.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rutter's great. But, you know, maybe Alan West wouldn't have been there. There would have been trouble. Colonel Rutter was able to control himself. Alan West, I don't know. The stare with those guys. They would have said, that's it. We can't take it. You don't want Alan West staring you down. We know what could happen. Oh, God. All right. Right now, though, more calls coming up. Right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
The money gone.
That is right. We are playing today. This is a great event. I have to try to go to this year. A pair of tickets to see the Down and Derby Wine Festival featuring Secret Service Band on May 4th, 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Veterans Island, Cooper River Park in Pennsauken, New Jersey. Sample delicious wines from South Jersey's best wineries. Enjoy live music, performers, food trucks, fun and games. Have to be 21 years of age or older to attend the event.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ben? All right, Dan, backstory today.
Yeah, Dom, today we are celebrating the life of a person that we lost 12 years ago today, Dom. This musician is in the Hall of Fame. He's one of the greatest folk musicians of all time, Dom. And he's the voice behind one of our favorites, combined our favorite cover songs of all time. But today, Dom, he's covering another song at a later time in his life. So he's older aged here, but he still has a very distinct voice, Dom. And we want to know, who is this Hall of Famer that we lost 12 years ago today, Dom, that covers one of the great cover songs of all time? Take a listen.
She calls me, text, makes me wear a cowboy hat. But I don't care, she's a pretty good woman at that.
sing.
We're looking for the singer, Dom.
The singer. Well, I would just say as a clue, one of my favorite groups. I know there's a lot of them out there, but it definitely is.
They're great.
There's one song in particular. Oh, man.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is exactly right. Cover here that I exactly like the guy. Sad he passed away on this day. I like the...
Yeah, you're a big fan of this guy.
Difference. Yeah, and I like the group. So let's hear the clue, and let's see if we can get a winner.
Nothing in the world make me treat that woman mean. She shaves my beard and she keeps my tractor clean. She burns my bread, makes me eat turnip greens. And I don't care, she's the best little woman I've seen.
I'm a fan of burning the bread a little bit. Not a whole lot. I'm going to tell you the burning sequence. I like things, that salmon, I like it very burned a little bit. Yes.
It's a nice little crisp on a salmon.
Exactly.
The burnt bread has a taste. It ruins the taste of the bread.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, not does. Well, yes, burned, does. Just slightly.
Do you like burnt toast?
Yes, I'd rather the dark toast than too light. Don't skip on the burning. Go add on that side. Yes. All right, let's go to Jack in Turnersville. Jack, who's singing that song?
No.
Sorry about that, Jack. Carlo in South Philly. Carlo, who's singing the song? Carlo.
Yes, I was answering the marijuana question, Don. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I'll put you on hold, Carlo. We'll get to you. All right. Should I go to Joe in Ocean City? Or?
Yeah, yep.
All right, let's go to Joe. Joe, who's singing the song?
Joe, that's got to be my man, Levon Helm from the band. No?
Very nice. Yes, and
yeah,
you being
and
at Ocean.
The song you're talking about, Don. The other one you like is Atlantic City, right?
Of course.
Right?
You know what? Any song's got that emotional hook to build up before the release. That's, I'll put you on hold, Joe. Yes.
So much better than the original, too, written by Bruce Springsteen. Ugh.
I think his is fine, but this
no,
is better.
No, it's not. It's
this
terrible.
Is this is better.
It's so good.
Yeah, that song. Joe, you're the winner.
I'm noticing something about Don Giordano. It seems you have an affinity for a nasally kind of distinct voices, huh? You're a Dylan fan, too, to a degree, aren't you, Don?
Yeah. Oh, Dylan. Dylan, was genius at one point, and I admire his longevity. How old is Dylan at this point?
Oh, God, I don't even know. He's going to be here July 4th. He's still touring.
Yes, that's right. He and Willie Nelson.
82.
82. Okay. So, Joe, nicely played. Glad we helped out with that. And you're not far from the Down in Derby. All right. So, here's one other thought. I'll credit our host at Mulligan's. Have we given people the Mulligan's tour this year, as far as we know it so far? Friday, June 21st, that's the biggie, Dom Giordano Day in Wildwood. We can say that now. It is officially in Wildwood. We'll have a lot of people stopping by, a lot of surprises. Last year was as good as it gets. I don't know what Wildwood can do, though, Dan. They've already made us fire directors, captain of the beach patrol.
Yeah.
That's right, yes. I've already successfully thrilled people with a fast tram car ride.
Yep.
How about for one day they let me be the voice of the tram car?
Ah.
You don't get off the...
You know, one thing I was thinking of is...
That would be good.
They got those big monster trucks on the beach there.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you ever pilot one of those?
Absolutely for this.
Yeah.
I kind of like the voice thing, though. Can you imagine the Philadelphia Inquirer? That's it. Maybe they'd say it's much more pleasing than watch the tram car, please. All right. So we got that going on. And then on July 3rd, we may be doing the Patriot of the Year that day, abutting on July 4th. And then the last Friday in August is on the schedule at this point. Headed toward Labor Day. So far, I'd like to be there every week, but, you know, let's see what the bosses say at some point. All right, one other thing here. Johnny from Mulligan's just tweeted at me. Could it be that this is someone trying to get notoriety coming off the anti-Israel demonstrations, Hamas and the like? I'd have to see the, I'm not getting a sense, at least from the characterization by Fox, of the person that did this. That's possible, though. And what would the media tell us the story is then? They'll still try to get Trump in there some way. But this is how people are driven. This is another one that both on the moral level and just on the personal level, we can't lose to this mob. These mobs that are just inundating us. The other issue today, we didn't even get to, but it's worth a mention because Riley Gaines may be on at some point next week to talk about. The Biden administration today announced their changes to Title IX, which has just been wonderful for women, women's sports, all that. And in there, your sex is your gender identity, whatever you identify by. This isn't the worst of it, though. They're waiting till after the election to fully, fully push forward with this. And what they'll be pushing forward with will be to say, of course, biological men in female sports, the whole thing will happen. This is an issue, though, that Republicans ought to be bringing up again and again and again that I think works with people. And I think people are solidly against the Democrat positioning on this. So they did change Title IX, but not fully where they're going to go with this. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. I'm still in the camp, despite two of the best. Robert, a little bit different today, and Leslie on Twitter, oh my goodness, saying that there was a stack deck. This is what it comes down to, I guess, against Mike Johnson, and he's playing the cards the best he can. Do you believe that? Or do you believe that he's had a change of heart here on some issues in some way? That's what he's enunciating. Is the deck that stacked that they just could not resist? That's his argument. This money for Ukraine and Israel, et cetera, some of it triggered by Iran. And again, what do we get out of this? Well, the argument seems to be if Trump wins, there won't be so much damage here. Things could be turned around. And again, can Johnson really say, look, I'm so convinced that Trump's going to win that I'm doing these things? Because I'll tell you right now, this is anybody's election to win. If you don't have that attitude going into this, it makes it harder to win. My attitude, I look across at the other side. I don't care. I see Biden in the Wawa yesterday. I just see the media. I see how crazed they are over abortion in the suburbs. I see what Trump brings to it. And then I think we need two things, mail-in balloting and election integrity. And I told you today, they released yesterday, the RNC under Laura Trump, something, if they follow through effectively, if it's all out, that I think could be helpful. 100,000 lawyers and poll watchers and others watching not only the polls, but mail-in balloting, chain of custody, all those things. It seems this Whatley guy heading up the RNC is on top of things, and they're not going to be caught this time around with as many loopholes that progressives will put in. So it's offense and defense. And if they're really all out on that, I think we stand a reasonable or better chance of winning here in Pennsylvania. Maybe a slight edge is where we are. All right, hit us 420 day tomorrow. That is, Dan, you have pamphlet information?
Yeah, I do have some more information. The guy, he's just, he's way out there. The pamphlet is NYU is a mob front. It links to a Substack that is a CIA-approved secret fascist crime of the century. Talks about political revenge killings, blackmail rings, Ponzi schemes, money laundering, criminal propaganda. A reporter, Catherine Doyle, who is with ex-Washington Examiner, NBC News, says a 73-year-old man from the Upper West Side watched the man set himself alight to court. He threw up a bundle of the pamphlets, picked them up, threw them again, caught our attention. The person described that as lizard people S. Just, you know, I think this person was just suffering from psychosis.
Yeah, so lizard people, though, you know where this is going. They'll try to play this into QAnon and play it into Trump and all that. That's where it will end up. I don't know if it'll happen during the Ritzy Always show that we'll get the first report. But certainly, this may even drown out the big issue of all this voting in the House of Representatives this weekend, if the media can wedge in enough stuff here to say, as we said, oh, this is what's been unleashed. Lizard people. Here we go. Time. Coming to your call. Side question today, 420 tomorrow. Dan just reading me during the break, and I wrote some notes down. Oh, my goodness. Not sure. Somebody in New York, how close NYU is to the courthouse. Maybe that's important or not, where the guy set himself on fire. Apparently, the pamphlets that he was holding, the point of emphasis is that NYU is the problem, apparently, in the world. NYU alums. He references Jeffrey Epstein went to NYU. Oh, my God. And set up this ring with teenage sex ring and the island and everything else CIA-backed so that he could control the world and blackmail all of these people. He even references Lucky Luciano. My God.
He created the ring.
Who had a place down the street from NYU. And there is some truth to Lucky Luciano in World War II and the docks and all that stuff and working with the government. But, my God, who would have thought it?
Just to cover all the bases, this comes from a Reuters report is where this information comes from.
Yeah, usually, you know, if it were some usual hateful conspiracies. My line again, to some people, conspiracy's better than sex. The takeaway I have with this, how conspiracy drives stuff. But even that, with a guy who's deranged, I don't even know that I can say it. NYU is the center of the problem. How can the media twist this into Trump or Biden? I know of no NYU connection there with either one of them, but who knows? This guy going to Epstein went there, Dan, as an undergrad for a little bit of time, right? He learned the NYU secrets of the universe.
It's all over the place. But he's saying that NYU had a blackmail ring and essentially recruited Epstein because they knew of him for his blackmail talents, and he became a teen sex blackmail specialist for the CIA.
Right.
That's where he says where the NYU get the blackmail ring from Lucky Luciano, who had headquarters down the street.
Oh, goodness. All right, so if people are going to play with this weekend to try to mine from this some political point, particularly presidential politics, let's see what they do.
Weird. I just tried sending that PDF to a person who's interested in this and wouldn't let me send it on Apple. So I don't know.
Okay. All right. Yeah, but again, this is where I try to see myself as the anti-conspiracy guy. What it does to you, what's out there. Let's see what they do. Maybe during Rich's show, you'll start to hear it from the media. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony on the side question today. Earl, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, Dan, Jim. Is it too early to do a parody song on the guy that set himself on fire?
Yes.
Yes, too soon. Yes. Too soon, yes. Earl. Yeah. Let's wait on that.
It's been an hour and a half. Oh, I'll let it pass. Anyway, person of weed renown is the one who helped develop the modern weed industry. That'd be former Speaker of the House John Boehner, who worked real hard to get all sorts of legislation passed to decriminalize weed. Then the moment he leaves Congress, he goes and becomes one of the major stockholders in a weed manufacturing and distribution company.
I didn't know that. I just thought he was a cigarette a second thing. So the weed thing interested John Boehner, too. Wow.
He's a major shareholder, and I don't know if he actually runs the company or not. I was busy writing a song about a guy who set himself on fire. I didn't get a chance to do the research for Boehner. But he's involved in a weed distribution company.
All right. Thank you, Earl, very much. Lightning round here next. John Boehner. So somebody associated with it, a film, a moment, Cheech and Chong, Dan, we kind of took off. People knew we wouldn't go with that. There's a big one left out there that we did not take off because it's been such a busy day. I guess I'll just leave it there then at this point. You can get in, be the winner. We'll have the winner of the week for a big prize, 855-839-1210. But this is even more bizarre than predicted, NYU now. All right. What ought to happen here is people to say tragedy, era we live in as far as conspiracies. That's it. There is no connection you can make to this level of derangement other than they're using a moment where there'd be a lot of media coverage, I guess, to decide to do this.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, that is right. Let me take a few spots here. Things related to 420 day tomorrow, marijuana. Drew in Upper Darby, a person, thing. Drew, who do you have today?
Hey, Dom, thank you very much. Hey, Dom, long before he became the voice of HBO Boxing, he did a show called the Prudential College Scoreboard.
Yeah.
And as almost 50 years ago, as a real young reporter, during a college football game on the sideline, he either got arrested for smoking or selling marijuana. That's Jim Lampley.
Yeah, he was as clean cut. He was the original sideline guy on ABC and all the big games. Let's go to Ken in the Northeast. All right, Ken, who's yours?
Dom, how are you? I'm going to go with Stacy Keach as Mr. Lizard.
All right, thank you very much. And Bruce from the Northeast, classic film, I think. Bruce, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, you know, there was a scene in Easy Rider when Nicholson, Hopper, they were sitting around the campfire smoking weed and talking, and someone asked, did you ever want to be somebody else? And the one guy replies, maybe Porky Pig. You know? And there were just funny stuff, you know.
Nicholson in that, what a completely different role for Jack Nicholson. I mean,
yeah,
you would not believe. I like the enraged Nicholson. Could go and watch A Few Good Men right now. The build-up to that scene. I even like Tom Cruise in it because he's playing himself, who's, you know, difficult there. All right, Dan, let's get a winner here. Then we'll decide a winner for the week.
Dom, I almost like this Mr. Lizard call from Ken in the Northeast. It's the only Cheech and Chong reference we got all day, and I thought there was going to be more of them today. It's kind of a lesser popular one, which I appreciate. But John Boehner, I liked as an answer. Jim from Taxi,
yeah.
The scene from Easy Rider. Dom, Jim Lampley, where are you leaning?
Well, I'll go with yours. I don't have a lot of Cheech and Chong knowledge, but I do associate them with a lot of this. Somebody sent me on Twitter, too, Ronald Reagan, with this Ginsburg guy, Dan, who was a big-time Harvard professor. He nominated him for the Supreme Court, and then he had smoked marijuana, brought him down. We're living in different... That was around 1987. Boy, we've gotten into different times. So let's go with the Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, nice dreams reference there. Okay, we'll put that in the hat.
Let's put them into the hat, and let us pick out a winner.
So, Dom, Monday, what's something that'll never change? Ken in the Northeast said potholes will never change, especially in Philadelphia. They'll always be there. Tuesday, what's something that elevated something already great? Robert and Ben Salem told us a great story of Thomas Edison elevating the American greeting by creating the phrase, hello. Wednesday, who's a cheeseball in honor of National Cheeseball Day? Bruce in the Northeast caught in with Larry Ferrari, the organist
yes.
that would provide Sunday brunch music for so long here in Philadelphia. Thursday, a notable reporter, columnist, news anchor, John in Roxborough called in with Tony Bruno, part of Bruno Nation, wanted to give a hat tip to Mr. Bruno. And you just heard it, Ken in the Northeast, what's something associated with marijuana gives us a Cheech and Chong reference with the Mr. Lizard from Nice Dream. So, Dom, let's throw him in the hat, and we'll pull one out. I got to get my drum roll going. Got a number four in front of me, Thursday, a notable reporter columnist. Oh, John Roxborough with Tony Bruno. Congratulations, sir.
That was a great one. All right, everyone, have a great weekend. Rich C. always next. By the way, our big first, Politics and Pints with Rand Paul, spectacular night. Dan, that is available right now on
yes,
the station
is.
YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/@12WPHT or anywhere you can find us on social media. It's out there as well. So go take a watch. It's a great event, Dom.
Yeah, let me know what you think about it. There's more where that comes from. Jim, have a great weekend. Rich Cioli next. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.